With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the first episode of P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we will take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, I'm Sarah Hunt.
And I'm James Patrick Gallo. I'll be sitting here also, kind of giving the sort of the, I guess, the male point of view. Not that I'm not a male, but I'll be giving all points of view that I have, but it'll be more of a male point of view because I know nothing else.
Thank you for clearing that up.
In case you didn't notice, I don't know.
Thank you for clearing that up. For our first episode, we did How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, starring Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey.
It was brutal, let me tell you something.
Every single second of it.
Wow.
So we begin with an expository montage, which is super uber feminist and like, look at how powerful this girl is.
Oh, the teen magazine makeup commercial?
Yeah, that type of thing.
I thought
thing.
That's what it was. I was ready to buy lip gloss. I didn't realize what was happening.
Oh, okay. Probably that's where I guess the male perspective comes in. So by that montage alone, we already know it's going to be a shit show. That is, straight out the gate, crap. That's just one of the rules. It'll either be voiceover narration or some uber chic feminist montage of look at how much fun we're having as women.
That's true, yeah. They really want to show, are they trying to empower you? Is that what they're doing?
I guess.
It's okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But you will be happy to know that I looked up, this is actually based on a cartoon book. So that explains some of the...
A cartoon book.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm going to. Yeah. So we meet our leading lady, who is Kate Hudson, a.k.a. Andy Anderson.
Nice name.
Yes.
I actually know a man named Andy Anderson, which is a fact.
I do too, actually.
Do you know a man named Andy Anderson?
Yeah, and I asked him if it was a fake name, and he said no, and I was really embarrassed.
Yeah, no, this is Andrew Anderson.
Yeah.
I know, which is that's a sad name, but this poor woman is Andy Anderson also.
Yeah, A-N-D-I-E.
Yes.
Anyway, so she is a writer for Composure magazine. She's the resident how-to girl. I'm guessing that Composure is... somehow, like, a cosmopolitan magazine?
I assume so.
It was how
to wax your legs better and that sort of thing.
Right, yeah. So she, we learned that she just wants to be someone who is more than the girly stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want to write about only the girly stuff. She wants to write about, like, politics and things that matter.
She says that.
Yeah. Yeah, she says that later on in the movie. We'll get to that. Anyway, so she is tasked with the story, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the title in the movie. And her plans are to date a guy and drive him away, but only by using the mistakes that women make. Okay, so that's our leading lady.
It's supposed to be like a, if I get this straight, it's supposed to be like a self-help, not a self-help, but like a help piece for women.
Yeah,
like, these are the things you do to drive men away. That's the goal of what they're trying to accomplish.
Right, yeah, and
with
she's
article,
doing it
correct?
Based on her friend. Yeah, so we'll get to that part.
I thought it was just randomly, let's torment some strange dude that you meet.
Some women do that.
Then we
meet our leading man. It's Matthew McConaughey, a.k.a. Benjamin Barry. Cute alliteration already. He is an advertising executive who works mainly on beer, sports, and cigar campaigns. But he has a real... hard on for wanting to do like more like a diamond account.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like her thing was based on I want to do politics, I want to do important things, I want to talk about poverty and whatever the hell she was talking about. I don't know, I zoned out. But she's talking about that and he's just like, I just want to do more things that make me seem more important. That was his main goal, was just, I just want
to
see
Matthew
more. Yeah, but I mean, like, they don't make the character have any depth. Like, he's not...
Matthew McConaughey is a very deep man.
Well, I mean, he's not sitting there in the office going, man, I'm just not feeling fulfilled with what I'm doing. He's thinking, like, hey...
How can I fill more?
I want the bigger account so people will think I'm cooler. Like, that's his basic. So it's a weird... He's not...
Right.
And it goes for all of it. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
But he seems to have a very coveted personality.
Which I don't know what that personality is.
Right.
It just seems to be one that everyone... It's just the movie sets up everyone likes him a lot. And they never show a reason why they would.
No.
That's what I don't get.
Anyway, so he is challenged by his coworkers, and he bets them that he could get any woman to fall in love with him in time for the company ball, which is in 10 days. 10 days. Does that sound familiar?
Jeez, wow. The coincidence.
I know.
It's amazing.
And if he can make a woman fall in love with him, any woman, he will win the diamond account. All right?
I feel this is okay. You've set up the premises. Mm-hmm. The premises, because there's
I haven't
a couple
even thrown in the monkey wrench and gotten to the real meat and potatoes of it.
Okay, I get this. But there's the basic here. They're going to get together.
Yeah.
And her thing is going to cross with his thing, which are both 80s. Sitcom premises. It seems like they had a dartboard of 80 sitcom premises, and they're like, we need two for this one, and they just threw a couple of darts, and they're like, article with a guy.
Or they wrote two different movies.
And a bet to fall in love that gets him an ad account. Yeah, that's that. How 80s does that sound? He needs to make a woman fall in love with him to get an ad account.
My theory is that there was two different movies, and the studio wouldn't pay for both, and so they were like, how do we make this one movie?
That's a good... Oh, wow.
So here's the monkey wrench, all right? So McConaughey's coworkers are actively working against McConaughey because they don't want him. They're two ladies.
Yes.
They don't want him to have the diamond account.
Not his lackeys. These are the women who are he's fighting.
Right, yeah.
The
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he's got his team, but we'll get to that later. So they actually know what Kate Hudson's assignment is, and they want to try to blend the two to screw over Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, it's really convoluted.
Which
honestly.
I'll get into why that doesn't make sense, but it's fine. So we have our infamous meet cute at the bar, and that they both happen to be at that bar at the exact same time because Matthew McConaughey crashes some meeting.
Well, I mean, the 10-day thing, it's
right, everything
star-crossed.
Was destined.
It's just destined.
So now we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of it, all right? So Kate Hudson starts off as this, like, cute, flirty, fun, lovable, sexy, love sports kind of gal, and then she turns into, quote, a one-woman circus.
Oh, yeah. On purpose.
Right, yeah. Well, of course, on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't have, like, a breakdown.
Right, yeah.
Have, like, a stroke and then go off the deep end or anything.
Oh, that would have made it a better...
That would have been a much more interesting movie.
How to Lose Your Mind in 10 Days.
If he met her, she was completely normal. They got along, and, like, a day and a half into it, she had a massive stroke, got back, and she didn't tell him about it, and it was just completely different.
That would make more sense than what this movie
actually
was.
Or, like, a head injury, or so. That would be, like, wow, that how do you handle that as a man?
Right.
Or as a person
right.
in general?
So, Matthew McConaughey sticks out and this whole thing out, and he puts up with all of it because he really wants to win this diamond account and prove that he knows about love.
He can do more than, you know, balls and cologne.
Yeah.
Come on, or ball cologne or anything kind of thing that goes along
right.
with balls. Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So they both end up having feelings for each other, want, right? And in the end, Kate Hudson decides that she doesn't want to do the story anymore because she's got feelings for McConaughey. The boss tells her that she has to. The boss is always trying to keep a lady down in these rom-coms.
Well,
I'm telling you, they're always trying to keep the lady down.
And it is a lady, too, though. It's
even
not,
if it is a lady.
It's
if
usually,
it's a man, it's either an idiot guy who doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, but he's like, no, because I said so.
Most of these movies, it's a 60-year-old man who's like a balding, like a bald 60-year-old man.
Short sleeve shirt,
who doesn't,
short tie.
Who you look at and go, how is he in charge? He clearly knows nothing. That's usually the boss. In this case, it's Lilith from Cheers, so it's a different...
Yeah, exactly.
It's
a little
vibe.
Different ball game here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now that we have the major plot points out of the way, I have a couple of things that I'd like that just really boggled my mind. First of all, Kate Hudson and her Tajikistan story in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. I want to read that full story because it only does the end.
I do not.
No. It only has the end.
Yes.
And it says, and then the land of Tajikistan will now learn peace. It reminds me so much of that joke, the wrecked him, damn near killed him. Everyone knows the punchline to the joke, but nobody knows the setup.
Well, yeah, it's like any, it's like a sitcom where you walk in and you hear the end of the thing, like, he said, mayonnaise, and they all laugh, and you're like, whoa, I don't understand. What could the setup
so
possibly
have been? So I want to read that story. I know that you don't, but I would like to read the full story, so whoever has that can find that, can access that for me. That'd be great, because if she has those secrets to how they can know peace.
Well, I think that's the point. Is it's trying to show how much depth she has and how much of her depth is being wasted on makeup and...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also, how much more masculine can you get? Matthew McConaughey being brought into our lives on a motorcycle blaring George Thorogood like a greasy, hunky hillbilly.
Yeah, he's a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy.
He's a guy, but he's also
riding his steel horse.
His apartment is spotless. His clothes are pressed. So it's like, you know, he's, everything is stylish. He's decorated tastefully. Like, he's a guy, but he's not a guy. This is women have, in these movies, there's a thing where, like, men are very two-dimensional in these movies. Like, in a normal movie that's not a chick flick, if a man's in love with a woman, like, he's consuming every one of his thoughts. She's consuming his thoughts. And he's everything. He's talking to his friend going, man, it's just, she makes my world better and blah, blah, blah. And with a woman's movie, it's just like a two-dimensional cardboard cutout with a job. You know, here he is. Needless to say, he's got good abs. And on top of that, he's an ad executive. He's a this. He's a doctor.
Well,
he's a surgeon.
He can have it all.
Whenever they ask, oh, what's this guy like? He's a surgeon. That's always the first thing.
And,
it's like, should I buy him? That's what they're asking their friends. Like, it's a purse.
And by the way, I work in advertising. Matthew McConaughey looks well-rested for working in advertising. Everybody else I've ever heard that talks about advertising is like, oh, I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning working on this.
He doesn't need to, though. He's Mr. Electricity.
He's a genius.
He comes in on his motorcycle spewing ideas out that are gold for the day.
From the hip. So we meet Kate Hudson's cronies, her two little girlfriends, right? And one of them just went through a breakup. And she only dated the guy a week. And we learned that the guy just stopped calling and, like, just ignored her phone calls and stuff. Let me level with anybody who does that to somebody. Fuck you. Fuck you so bad for not fucking, like, calling somebody back. Just be up front and be like, hey, I don't want to, I wasn't that interested.
It was a week.
Exactly, but why can't you just be like, I don't know, I wasn't that interested.
You don't know that person. You don't owe them anything. You don't owe them.
Why can't you just say, like, hey, you know
what?
I agree.
That would be the nice thing to do. But, I mean, you don't know a person, so you shouldn't really be upset and surprised with any behavior they may exhibit.
No. I'm not saying that she's correct for, you know, whatever. I'm saying that they're both fucking lunatics because, number one, I don't know why he can't be like, hey, yeah, it was really nice to get to know you and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, I'll keep in touch sort of thing. And then she should just obsess, like, so many girls I know now, they're like, well, he answered my Snapchat, but he didn't answer my text message. And it's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, why couldn't you just fucking communicate?
I understand the point of why couldn't you communicate, but also she acts like she's shocked that she can't believe he would do this to her.
Right.
She doesn't know this person.
Exactly. She
if
has
I
no
knew
idea.
Somebody a week, I'm not surprised if they try to kill me. That's not a surprise. I don't know this person.
Exactly.
So I'd be like, oh, well, maybe this person's a killer, I guess.
Right. And that's what I was just going to say. It's like they've only dated for like a week. So it's not like she, you know, because she's like, I just don't understand. It's like, well, yeah, you don't understand anything about this person.
No, she's a tad too emotionally invested in the whole situation for
I mean, she even answers the door in her fucking pajamas. And it's not even pajamas. She's wearing like a frock.
She's one of the two, like, you know, prototype characters that they have for women, that there's either the badass businesswoman, you know, Kate Hudson, Andy Anderson, or the girl who is in her pajamas, you know, it's sobbing.
Is she That's a badass? It.
They portray her as a badass. She's
I guess.
She's a journalist. She lives in a cool apartment that no journalist can afford.
All I know is that, so she answers the door and she's wearing those pathetic pajamas and she's like crying and she's like, hi. And it's like, whenever I'm sad and like post breakup, I just commit myself to a new television show and overwork the fuck out of myself.
Well, because you don't live in an 80s sitcom, which this movie takes place in an 80s sitcom.
Is this not an 80s sitcom?
I'm not aware of it. Maybe it is. The cut has not been called at any point. But this girl lives in an 80s sitcom with, like, Haagen-Dazs containers laying around. And that's all she does in her pajamas.
Right.
And,
well, yeah, of course, because that's what you do. And then when we're in the office at Matthew McConaughey's advertising office, he is immediately shirtless because Was he sweaty on the bike?
Well, because why else did they hire him?
Well, yeah, of course, because he has to be shirtless, because, again, he has the nice abs. But he looks like a glistening, like, Texas pastry
that has
weird ramen curly hair. I don't understand the appeal of Matthew McConaughey.
His head is very fraggly. He's got a fraggle top going on.
He's got a fraggle top. Here's what I would like to know from the listeners. What is the appeal of Matthew McConaughey? Please, please, just fucking tell me what is so fucking attractive about this man, because he has...
He's dumb.
Redeemable qualities.
You like dumb, don't you?
No.
He seems dumb.
He's a fucking idiot.
Well, you guys seem to like dumb.
I guess women do like to be smarter.
But it doesn't matter. He's a silhouette with a job, and that's all that a chick flick
needs. Yeah, he's just a
needs.
Warm body.
Chick flick needs abs and a cool sounding job. That's
cool
all the
sounding
man
job.
Needs.
Yeah.
Doctor, ad guy, blah blah blah. That's it. That's all there ever is. You never get a guy who's like, oh, he works in a. You know, the claims department of an insurance company. That's never one of the jobs. He's just a normal guy. He's really nice, though. We like the same types of music, and he likes to cook, and I like Italian food, and so does he. And we get along. We go for walks. That never happens. It's always, oh, he's a surgeon. Of course he is.
Yeah, of course he is, because he has to be well-rounded.
He has to be wealthy.
The one that's, well, yeah, of course.
Because this is a woman's fantasy, these
the
movies.
The one
not
redeemable
reality.
Quality about Matthew McConaughey does seem to be Thomas Lennon, though.
Oh, if he comes with Thomas Lennon, I'd hang out with anyone who always has Thomas Lennon by his
side.
Yeah, of course. Because this movie's a waste of poor Thomas Lennon. He's a genius, and this does not use him. And he's not funny at all in this movie. Let's get a comedic genius and just make him a lackey with straight man lines that just helps him further the plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Waste.
I don't know about you, but I absolutely hated the Composure magazine, like... fucking little group huddle that they had
the
where
meeting.
They're like, God, tell us about what you're writing.
They all have to take their shoes off for some weird reason.
That was so fucking weird. I'd be
weird.
Like, no, I'm not taking my shoes off. I'm at work.
And they all had to like curl up on the couch to get... Did you see the one man in the room?
I was just going to say, you can't have that much estrogen in
that
the same
was
room.
One guy, and I noticed something in the meeting. He didn't say a fucking word. He shut up and sat there because they would have ate him alive and sucked the juices from his eye sockets.
Yeah,
if
because...
he said anything wrong.
Too much estrogen in a room can exist. It's like passive-aggressive cheerleading in there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck you. Support your friend and let her write her fucking story that's surprisingly upbeat.
That's true. You're right. It's like, yeah, it's the opposite of what'll happen with women. With men. If you get a group of women together, they'll attack inward and it'll be like this.
It's implosionary.
If you get a group of men together, the testosterone flows and then they go break shit outside of the room they're in. Then they'll go like spread out and start fires and shit. Like it's totally different. But it's scary.
I always call a group of women, it's always passive-aggressive cheerleading because what happens is one woman announces, I have this idea, and then everyone just has this, that sounds really good. No, you'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
And then they all break off into groups, and they're like, that's not going to work. Did you hear how stupid that plan was? And it's just like, why the fuck do we do that?
Why? I don't understand.
Why does it fucking matter? What? Let her write her surprisingly upbeat story and go write your own fucking story and mind your own goddamn business.
Yeah. Well, my question is, too, do women in general, when you're watching these movies, are you suspending disbelief and just saying, I am going to throw myself into this obvious fantasy that doesn't exist for an hour and 50 minutes or 2 hours in this case, or Love Actually.
Was it 2 hours?
I think it was 2 hours. Love Actually is 2:14.
Oh, God.
When we do that, I'm going to have to take some, I'm going to need to take some caffeine pills or snort some coke or something because that's going to kill me. I'm going to move to illegal drugs. I swear to God. It's going to make me have cocaine.
Don't leave me alone.
A nasty crystal meth habit.
Okay, fine. We'll have to start, you know,
but
acquiring black tar heroin.
Which one is it? Or do you guys actually, are there women that actually are sitting out there going, I'm going to find my Matthew McConaughey ad executive on a motorcycle?
I think some people think that they're going to find their dream man. But the problem is that I really think that, like,
you care that much?
Who gives a shit?
That's what I'm saying. What do you care? Live your life if you find them, whatever. But I mean, these
if
girls
he's
are
nice
all
to you,
on a mission. It's like they're all...
Well, they all have checklists.
That's the other thing, too.
We're getting ahead of ourselves
here. Yeah, we
here.
Are. That'll come up in further movies. Every character has a checklist. It's insane.
Yeah. Speaking of women that we don't particularly... passive-aggressive cheerleading, whatever. I hate those two advertising ladies, Green and Spears. I hate them.
They're terrible people.
They're terrible people. They don't seem like human women. They're
not human. They don't.
Because either in these romantic comedies and kind of in movies in general, you can either be a ditzy, fucking happy-go-lucky golden retriever like Kate Hudson, Or you can be a bossy, pantsuited lady who's an ice-cold bitch like yeah. these women.
Or you're the sobbing pajama girl. There's that one, too.
Yeah, that's but I mean, third. Like, the
main
the
character.
Main people.
Yeah,
yeah,
the main character, that's true. Yeah. You have to be one of those two things. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because, like, Andy Anderson, she's like, you know, like I said, like a dumb, happy-go-lucky retriever. Yeah. And she's just like, isn't life great? Everything just falls into my lap. Or you could be like the, you know, like a bossy pantsuited, like, I don't have time for anything. I have to eat lean cuisines.
Yeah. You know what's funny, too? I feel like they were trying, this was at a time period where they thought that men liked Matthew McConaughey and maybe they would be okay with watching this movie because McConaughey was in it.
Do men like Matthew McConaughey?
Well, men, originally they did from like Dazed and Confused. The Dazed and Confused McConaughey, that lasted for about 10 years. You had that McConaughey where he was like, hey, he's that funny dude that like has to bang like, to the young girls and all that.
Really lowbrow
humor.
Yeah,
hey man with the beer and all that. And that was his type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he did like 27 of these movies with Kate Hudson and every other fucking Jennifer Lopez.
Right, yeah.
He did those and he turned into, now men are like, oh, fuck him. And then he did True Detective and they're like, okay, I like him again. So he's gone up and down the roller coaster with men, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. And another one of my questions is, how the fuck is everyone so confident and articulate in their ideas? So do you remember when Kate Hudson first came up with, like, she was, like, dodging the bullet for her friend to do mm-hmm. the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days story? And she's like, yeah, so, like, I'll date a guy and, like, I'll do this. And she's, like, super articulate and knows what the plan is already. Like, she already has it all fleshed out.
Oh, yeah.
And then he is, like...
in a pitchable form.
And he's in a pitchable form when he crashes that meeting.
Of course he is.
And he's, like...
from
and
the
he
hip.
Has the whole idea. Yeah, from the hip, right?
Just no problem.
From the McConaughey hip.
From
oh,
the
my God. But, like, it just bothered me so much because every single fucking time that I even have a hatchling of an idea, it's fucking word vomit all over the place. I'm like, get back to me in, like, 3 days.
Well, that's anybody. But these guys, no, you don't understand. They're all super people.
That's true. They're they're all
Kate
super
Hudson
people.
Eats, you know, triple cheeseburgers in 2 seconds. It doesn't
gain
a pound.
Well, her other friends are
and,
eating
you
know, salad.
Yeah, it doesn't gain a pound because she's just such a badass and just loves sports so much and is so
and
cool and
the
attractive.
How-to girls are so, the how-to girl like, column well, is so easy for her.
Oh, it's just simple.
Yeah.
Her life, she's so disappointed of how easy it is for her to have a really nice apartment in New York City that's conservatively a $3.5 million apartment for some girl who writes like the side... lady writes the side story for a Cosmo-like magazine.
Yeah.
She's not, you know, she's not Katie Couric. She's not on the nightly news. She's not
exactly.
somebody like that. She's literally just some, this would be a freelance position, basically. She's a freelance writer that's probably making about $18,000
a
year.
Not even a freelance writer. It would be somebody who already has like a, they do, but it's like the how-to thing feels like an in-between. Like, I don't have a good story, and I'm going to work on the how-to thing right now while I'm trying to find a story.
It seems like something that people would do with an alias anonymously while they try to do more.
By the way, that is the Andy Anderson that I know. He tried to do an anonymous column in a magazine, and he made the mistake of giving them his name for his byline when he should have given the anonymous, like, the, you know... the pseudonym that he wanted to use.
Yeah.
And so it was actually kind of funny. That's why I thought it was his name was a fake name because I was like, oh, is that your fake name? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
anyway, so then another thing that I did not like is that Spears and Green, the non-human women.
Yeah, they are kind of aliens.
They're not people.
They're aliens.
They're not
people. They're single-minded alien life forms. That's what they are.
But they don't seem to emote.
No, they're
like
aliens, that's why. Yeah, they're aliens.
Right.
They come from another planet to get a job done.
But they're like the bossy pantsuited bitches, right? Who get shit done.
I suppose.
They're the bossy pantsuited bitches who get shit done. So why is Green trying to seduce her boss, Robert Klein, another comedy
genius
this movie is beneath.
Yeah, another wasted genius,
beneath.
Robert Klein.
But if she's supposed to be like some uber like feminist who fucking rejects McConaughey on his motorcycle when he gallivants up on his steel horse and she's like, no.
No,
pass.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now she's trying to like, you know, put her fingers down into her boobs so that Robert Klein gives her the diamond
account. Well, she's trying to, well, that's it. That's all she's doing. She's single-minded. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. She has A to B. She's a character that only has A to
right.
B aspirations. That's it.
Yeah.
Get diamond account. That's it. That's her only character. That's it.
And the other thing that really bothers me, too, is that they work in advertising and they're these, like, bossy women and whatever. And they're sitting there trying to convince Matthew McConaughey that diamonds are a girl's best friend. But diamonds aren't all girls' best friends. Like,
I suppose not. But
I mean, a bitch could also use a hot meal. You know what I mean? Like, I dig baked potatoes.
I understand that. Yeah, but there's also like a trillion-dollar industry and everything else set up on the fact that women want diamonds. If women tomorrow women didn't want diamonds anymore, that would be the end of the diamond industry. Period.
That's true.
What would be
That's
like,
very true.
There'd be like five, like, you know.
We have the power. You're right.
Yeah, there'd be some, like, you know, professional
power.
Athletes that would be buying 5-carat earrings once in a while. But yeah. The main industry is the ring, and that's because that's what you guys want. And we'll provide whatever you need because we're cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
I am a surgeon. Here is your ring. That's it. That's, you know.
Yeah, you guys want that Mr. Boyfriend action figure. Mm-hmm. If you just add water.
I think that's every chick flick. And it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of whether it's even written by a man or a woman. That's not even the case because it's every movie. It's every one
of
these.
I'm wondering then, of course, if we've got cardboard cutouts in these movies, then why do women want this cardboard cutout man but still want to change them?
Well, because then it's a plot.
No, but I mean like that. But not even just not in movies. Not even the movies. Just in general.
In general?
Something
I don't
to
know.
Ponder.
If
Something
I knew that, I would be able to stand on a mountaintop and gather all the men of the planet and announce it to them if I knew that. If one of us fucking knew that. Believe
okay,
me.
Yeah, no, something
that would
to
help.
Ponder. Something
if you ever find out, let's tell all the listeners because I'm telling you, boy, that would spread like wildfire and everybody would get along better.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying right now.
So another thing that I didn't like also, that there are these, you know, bossy pantsuited bitches, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Ben's now made his little, like, okay, I can make any woman fall in love with me.
Yes.
Rightly
anyone,
so, because he's
says,
fucking Matthew McConaughey.
And I quote, whether they're 4, 40, or his 88-year-old grandma, any woman will like him. That's what he said.
I sincerely hope Which he's not trying to make a 4-year-old.
Or an 88-year-old, because I feel like he'd be after her money, waiting for her to die, and a 4-year-old, obvious
grandma.
Pedophile.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, I can get my grandma to want to bang me is not an attractive...
Very Kevin Costner.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Very
I feel
Costner.
McConaughey will have a Costner-y career as he gets older. He will fade into the Costner of being like the dad's friend that the daughter still wants to bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
That's the way he'll...
Hey, girls.
Yeah, it'll be like that. Yeah, he'll come in, hey, with that accent. And he'll be like, oh, your dad's very handsome.
Yeah.
He'll still have abs. It'll be just sickening.
All my friends had a crush on my dad, which is really weird.
That is a little creepy.
Yeah. I was like, let's not. Do you guys want to watch a movie or?
That's a little odd.
So anyway, so the two coworkers are trying to find a girl in that bar for him that, you know, for him to prey on.
Because if he gets this girl to fall in love with him in 10 days, he wins the diamond account.
Of course.
Thwarts the alien women's plans.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they jokingly pick this like bigger blonde chick with like a leopard print outfit, and she's drinking a bottled beer. All right,
and she's looking game.
She's looking game.
Like, who's
but they joke
me?
About that, and they're like, "Oh, what about her? She looks like she's fun." And it's like, "Yeah, of course, Matthew McConaughey. That woman is already in love with you if you just like walk up to her. Like,
well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's the attractive guy in the movie. So
yeah,
she's gonna fall.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
she's gonna like
you know
him
what I
too, just like Kate Hudson.
So if he was smart." He'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll do that one. Or if he was even smarter still, he'd go after the Kate Hudson's friend, Michelle, who just got dumped like a week ago.
She's got tears in her eyes and Haagen-Dazs in the corners of her mouth.
She said
that's
she
the
loved
one
the boyfriend after a week. So, yeah, of course she's going to fucking love Matthew McConaughey.
Man, yeah. And we meet the boyfriend later on, and good
Dork.
God. Yeah, 18 of
Dork.
Him doesn't equal half of Matthew McConaughey in terms of, I guess, if you're making a scale of attractiveness in these movies, of value that the men have in these movies, he's like a 2 and McConaughey's a 48.
Yeah, of course,
He could have had her.
But, so, they finally pick, they're like, well, what about that one? Because, like I said, the alien broads, they're like, they know what Kate Hudson's onto and whatever, and so they see Kate Hudson, and they're like, oh, what about that one? The blonde with the pretty smile. It's like, what was wrong with the leopard print girl's smile? She seemed happy. She was having a great time. She was laughing.
Yeah, but no one wants to hear how she can lose a guy in 10 days.
That's true.
Why. Yeah, because everyone has to be very attractive in these movies.
So he has settled on Kate Hudson, right? And he approaches her.
He's settled on her.
Right.
Yeah,
which
that
is,
one's fine.
Because
yeah.
He's like, all right.
Whatever.
All right. So he goes up to her, and they do this disgusting one word back and forth.
First, it's a douchebag smile off.
They
just smile at each other and be like, look at me. Oh, yeah, I've been whitened this week. Oh, me too.
I would have been the fuck gone the moment that I started picking up a trend of that we're doing a one word back and forth, I'd be
hungry,
like, what are we
starving,
doing here?
Leaving now.
It's interested? Like, maybe.
Maybe. It's the scene in Uncle Buck with Macaulay Culkin sitting at the table with John Candy, but more embarrassing because neither of them are seven. That's
exactly what it is. I don't have the patience for anybody trying to be cute. I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm not into this at all. Sorry. Like, not going to work. I don't think I'm the kind of gal that you want.
She hops right on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right
on
the back of the
motorcycle.
And that's
what I was just going to say, because if you are not a motorcycle person, or just whatever, do not get on a motorcycle with somebody that you just fucking met.
Especially her. It's a great point. Especially her, Miss Fashion Conscious, everything. She's like, I'll pop this.
She's wearing a dress and heels.
Pop this helmet right on my head, too. Fuck my hair up, and then we're going to go to a nice restaurant. And have a $700 lobster dinner.
Because her hair is naturally very wavy. We'll see it at the end when she's more of herself, because she gets, you know, she wants to write whatever.
A walking conditioner.
So obviously she takes the time to straighten her hair, and then she's putting on this helmet. Okay, it doesn't matter. Don't get on a fucking motorcycle with somebody you just met. That's all I'm gonna say. They have some kind of weird thrill-seeking behavior that you're never gonna meet. You're not gonna be ever as exciting enough for them. All right?
But some women are into that. Some women
want
that.
Yeah, if you're already like, hey, I'm into this thrill-seeking thing, fine.
Yeah, some women are into it. I don't think Kate Hudson was into it.
Just don't do it on the first date.
No. Well, but she wanted a little bit of something interesting, though. That's the thing. He's not like every other guy.
Well, speaking of that, they were aggressively flirty on their first date.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, first of all,
too. It was disgusting. I was like, let's give them a room here.
It's turned into like a cliche thing where it's like, you know, oh, she wants to go out for sushi. It's like, hey, it's the first date. I don't even know you. I'm not dropping $90. They have... each of them have multiple giant, like, 4-pound lobsters in front of them. This is a $700 dinner in New York City.
And also, you want to look
it's
cute,
ridiculous.
Not wear a fucking bib.
Well, either way, it's just you don't drop that kind of coin on a not even a first date. It's not like they met, like each other, they set it up.
Well, he is trying to get her to fall in love with.
True, but again, I guess, see, this is what I don't understand right here. Now, this is the point where I have to bring this up, because it's... They're
Do
both
it.
Sitting here, and we're saying she doesn't. He wants her to fall in love with him, so he'll blow the money. It doesn't matter. And
well,
she wants
an advertising executive,
and she wants she wants him to fall for her, obviously,
so that she can drive him away.
But who is the protagonist in this movie? Who are we rooting for as a character?
We are rooting
Who's the good
for
guy?
Both of them.
But they're both terrible people. Why are we rooting for these people?
I don't know.
And for that matter, who's the bad guy?
I don't know.
I don't understand that either.
There
is
no bad guy. But maybe the alien women.
But there's but they don't really actively do anything, though.
No, you're right, because I feel
they
nothing.
Root against him, but they don't sabotage him.
The only things that I feel are bad for Thomas Lennon and Robert Klein, and I feel like the French lady who's the diamond lady is a little rapey.
I think, well, she's just a perverty old lady. That's
she's gross.
I feel like the two, the alien diamond, one single-minded girls, I feel like they should have been trying to sabotage him through the movie.
I know, and they were not. They just kind of, we never saw them again.
I feel like there should have been something that happened that made, oh, shit, now she's not going to like him. And then we're like, oh, how'd that happen? And they cut to them like, you know, because it's an 80s sitcom. Go all the way with the shit.
Yeah, why didn't they try to sabotage him?
They should have been like, you know, giggling, ha-ha, we got him. And then
we made him look super racist.
Yeah, I don't know, exactly.
We made him
look like, yes, we made him look like he hates children or some shit.
Yeah.
They could have set a million different things up.
They didn't do that. They sabotaged themselves, though, and I'll get into that in a little bit later. But
no one served their own interest well in this movie.
No, but Matthew McConaughey is very interested in his interests, okay? Because he asks her, so what do you think so far? In the middle of the date. And she's like, oh, about the food? And he's like, no, about me. It's like, please do not ask me my opinion of you mid-date. Ask and ye shall receive, my friend. I will have many of opinions
but
for you.
The confidence oozes from him.
Disgusting. He's holding
oozing.
A fucking piece of lobster and he's got a bib on.
Well, you know what?
I'll let you know later when you get a haircut, pal. Jesus. The one question that really bothered me, and I just realized after watching this movie, I don't think I understand what they're trying to achieve by asking this. Kate Hudson asks Matthew McConaughey, all is fair in love and war.
True or false?
Yeah, true or false, right?
That's important.
And he says true, and she says that's a great answer. Is it, though?
I don't think he had a real opinion on it, because women will ask shit like that all the time with men when you first meet them. They'll be like, let me ask you this. This is an important question. And we're like, oh, shit, fuck. You know, at least make it multiple choice, please. And
true or false is ideal.
Some question that we have no thought of, we've never thought about, we don't care about, it's not a big deal to us, but it's a big deal to you, and we answer it in whatever way we think you might, but he would have no way of knowing which she thought.
Right.
He took a shot. I feel like either answer would have been right because she was trying to lure him in anyway. So yeah. He could have said false and she would have said good answer.
I think she was trying to be super
interesting. I don't think it mattered.
Yeah. I just didn't know what the fuck she... Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
She's like, all is fair in love and war. Okay, great. You think it's true because in Tajikistan...
Because I'm about to rip...
They're at war.
You know what? Not even. I think it's foreshadowing in the movie because it's like... Oh, true, good, because I'm about to eviscerate you.
That's what I think she's
mentally.
Actually trying to do, but the writing was so good that it just really eluded me.
The only subtle thing in this movie is that line. Everything else
I really feel like, because I feel like she could, number one, she could have upped her game more, and I'm actually really on board with the two pantsuited bitches fucking with Matthew McConaughey more.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen that. That would have actually been mildly amusing to me. But, so they go home together on the first date. Were they having that good of a time?
They were eating lobster and laughing.
I didn't see that part of the date.
I don't know what exactly, why. Yeah, I didn't see the part where they were connecting, really.
So,
but
they go home on the first date, which is awful presumptuous, right? It's like, okay, of course. But then she goes to the bathroom and she calls her friend in the bathroom. This is 2003. Like, she could just text or she could just call her later.
There was texting available. Yeah.
I just don't understand, because, like, you can hear the music from inside the bathroom. Yeah. Like, and I can only imagine Matthew McConaughey can hear her talking in the bathroom.
No, if you're out there with the music loud, you're not going to hear someone talking lower through a closed
door.
That's
a small apartment.
The music was loud,
and
though.
I don't...
If you're near the speaker,
well,
that's what
you're going to hear.
Well,
he was listening
to Hot in here. He was listening to Nelly. I feel like that's going to overpower Kate Hudson. If you have Nelly and Kate Hudson in a room, you're going to hear Nelly more, I think. Just that's all I'm thinking.
But, like, wouldn't he sit there and be like, oh, my God, she's in the bathroom for quite a bit?
Yeah, he'd be hoping she's not dropping a deuce or something. No, we don't know what you're doing in there. As men, we have no idea. We don't know if you're pooping, if you have a makeup issue, if there's a period thing, if a piece of your outfit broke and you have to, you know, fashion a bra out of a,
MacGyver.
You know.
Yeah, we have the total MacGyver.
Who knows? We don't have a shopping bag. We don't know what you're doing in there. And we don't ask. You ever notice you'll never see a man knock on the door. You're right in there? We don't know what you're doing. Who knows? God, that's your time. We have no idea. We don't want to know, honestly. As long as when you come out, your vagina works, we're happy. That's all we're looking for, honestly.
There you go, ladies.
Get it in working condition when you're in there, and then we're
Spend
happy.
Spend as much time in the bathroom as
we
you
don't
want.
Care.
Take
we really
some
don't.
Me time in the bathroom.
And I'm not saying that's all that's all we want or we're interested in. I'm just saying that's really all you need to provide. We're minimalist. That's all you need to provide out of your bathroom thing. And, as long as when you come out, everything's in working order.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be when women go the most. And every, you see movies and TV shows, whenever they're about to get it on, like, the woman's always like, hold on a minute, I'm just gonna go freshen up a bit, and then they go in the bathroom for 25 minutes and do a bunch of crazy things and climb out the window and call their friend, and you know what I mean, there's always
that's very true. We do that,
and you'll see cut to the guy just like sitting there like reading a book, like, you know, watching TV, like, you know, kicking the cobwebs off the ceiling, because we don't even think twice. We're not like, you're right, and then we don't know, we're like, oh, she's dolling herself up.
Yeah,
we have no
true.
idea.
What was with that back and forth weird tapping?
I don't know what the hell they were doing there.
Because, like, Kate Hudson was trying to get him on the bed with her.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to, like, show that he's a respectable man.
And comes
sit
next to me on the dresser.
It's like, okay, dude, really?
Yeah.
You're fucking Matthew McConaughey. You understand what's going on here. And also, why couldn't we hang out in the living room? Like, why did we have to hang out in the bedroom?
Well, she walked into the bedroom, I believe. Didn't she?
Yeah, she did,
on the bed and when he looked in there?
But he's playing Al Green, which is a very suggestive thing.
It's very suggestive.
You don't intentionally put Al Green on and then say, like, whoa, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, I feel
Al Green means business.
I feel like he thought, Nelly, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I feel like that's what he thought was a little too aggressive.
Well, that didn't show enough respect.
So he put on Al Green, which is more, like, sexual than...
Yeah, it's like, hey,
that's like,
baby-making music right
there. When someone plays that, you're about to be penetrated, just to let you know. Like, it's happening, whether you
want
it or not.
Watch yourself.
Watch out. Run. Go in the bathroom, hang out in there for 20 minutes,
call your friend.
Let her know where you are.
That's the time to call. Yeah, exactly.
Call the police, call whoever you need to call. Yeah. If you don't want to.
Call your mother, SOS, how's it going? I'm over at this man's apartment. He just put Al Green on. Please come help. And now, like, you can just summon an Uber from your phone.
And like an 80s sitcom, you climb out the window, and when he eventually breaks the door down because you're not answering, he thinks you're dead in there. The drapes are blowing in the breeze.
The one thing that really bothered me is that he brings in her tiny, 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 tiny purse that doesn't seem like it would be suitable for anything. It's
whatever.
But, like, God, why are men so afraid of purses? Because they're all, like, looking at it and, like, well, like, they're looking at it. It's like it's a fucking wild animal.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Women don't know why we're afraid? You guys don't know?
Well, I don't. I don't know.
We don't know what kind of vagina supplies you have in there.
Well,
we don't want to know.
Who care?
It's like a magician.
We're not going to have used tampons in there.
You know what?
There's going to be, at best, a couple of tampons, maybe some mints, some gum.
You don't want to know how Santa Claus goes from house to house. You don't want to know. No, you don't. You don't want to know what's in the magician's bag. You don't want to know. It ruins the whole show.
Magician's bag.
That's what it is. We don't know what you're doing. We don't know what you have in there. You guys have, you
Jolly
do
Ranchers.
So much to put. We don't know that. That's the thing. We think we have no idea what kind of ointments and creams and things and... We don't know what
ointments,
you could possibly have.
Lotion.
We don't know. We don't know what you have in there, and we don't want to know.
I would hope that you wouldn't carry around anything too personal, like in your purse, unless you really needed, like, I don't know, like Preparation H or something.
But that's what we're afraid of finding.
But who cares?
Because especially when you first meet a woman and got, we're very shallow creatures, men.
Yeah, you
are.
We're
very shallow, and if we see that, that's
not
exactly.
Well, women who want Matthew McConaughey to have ripped
cardboard
abs.
Cutout. Yeah, with a job. But that's
that. Washboard abs.
Yeah, I feel like that's the problem. We don't want to see you as human. That's what it is. Men don't want to see you as human. And if we find Preparation H, that's like
that's too
it
real.
Takes the shine off
that's
of you
too
for
real.
Us.
Yeah.
Because we have to idealize you for because we're like I said, you guys sometimes have brain damage, and Kate Hudson turns into a brain damaged woman out of nowhere. We always have brain damage from the start.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Now it's overplayed in these movies, but we have a brain damage where we have this weird idealized thing of you, even if you're a horrible person.
Right.
We need to make believe you're perfect, and I don't know, it's a flaw that we have
right.
as men, I feel like, that does not serve anybody well.
The smartest man in the room is the art director, and he knocks the bag over, and they discover that she has Knicks tickets.
Oh, yes.
And so
the New York
he wants
Knicks basketball team.
Right, yeah, sorry. So... Matthew McConaughey is like, oh, okay, great. She did this on purpose. I'm going to call and she's going to take me to that basketball game. And how he does that is he sends her 100 white roses. Now, number one, that calls for a restraining order.
That was creepy.
Because I would be like, okay, we just went on like one date to a lobster place and you played Al Green. I spent quality time in your bathroom. It's not like they didn't talk that much because they started off getting to know each other with like one word sentences. So
yeah, well, it was implied at dinner over
right,
the lobster
yeah.
that they really, really.
But it's like, you know, you
together.
Can call and say, "Hey, I saw you left your purse at my house." You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know why he had to mention the tickets is what I don't understand.
Well, that's why he sent the roses because she's like, "Oh, he found the Knicks tickets."
Yeah.
Because she left them in there on purpose. But, like, and then, like, the note says, like, 100 times more beautiful than 100 roses, like, about her.
About her, yeah.
But, like, okay, so number one, he has just a disposable amount of cash.
Oh, no.
They both do.
That's the thing. And that's why all these guys have to just have cardboard cutout job, surgeon, advertising executive, just rich guy jobs so they can afford to do stupid shit like this because...
Put
otherwise,
it to you this
way,
if that was me in that movie and he sent me 100 roses and then called me with that smug southern accent, I'm sorry. I'm sure that anybody is a nice person that has a southern accent, but I just like that
not
southern accent that
not
Matthew McConaughey has just drives me fucking crazy. And the movie would have been called How to Lose Me in 10 Minutes because I'd be like, nope, I'm out. The little cute back and forth banter, the little pats, and then the fucking 100 roses. Sayonara, this
but
is too much effort.
They're both douchebags,
they
though.
Are both
it's
douchebags.
A douche off. The whole
it'd be the shortest fucking column ever. For
every
me
interaction's a douche
right.
off. But we gotta keep it going.
Right.
We gotta get going on into her craziness.
Well, yeah,
this is when it turns.
It all starts. They have an obvious date at a sports game where at the end she seems smart and sexy and cool.
She wears an old worn.
She wears an
jersey,
old New York Knicks jersey.
Yeah, she's a fan from way back.
But then there's a minute left of this really good game, and she's really thirsty. And so then that's when it starts.
Yeah,
and then
she sends him off for a soda, and he misses the end of the game, showing like this little bit of like
wackiness.
Why didn't
they go home together after the basketball game? It seems like they'd be more charged up.
I don't know. I have no idea why. They don't explain it. Like a lot of this movie, it's inexplicable, and they don't even try to explain it.
When she starts,
we can't have them bang now.
Yeah. When she starts going crazy, it just really makes me realize how much I love Goldie Hawn.
Well, yeah, because it's, because you go, wow, she's not even half as good as Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn could have nailed this shit. I don't understand how the character in the movie goes from saying she has a master's in journalism from Columbia University to having brain damage.
Don't show your cards that much. Don't show your cards. Act fucking smart, but she was divulging a lot of information.
Well, she tells him that she has a master's degree from Columbia University, and then 3 days later, she's literally acting like someone who has a serious brain injury and can't put...
We're going to go to the movies, my choice! I was like, what?
A normal guy, at some point, I get he's trying to get her to fall in love, and he's trying to take whatever shit she dishes out, but you still, wouldn't she think that he would say... I thought you said you graduated from an Ivy League school. You literally have brain damage.
Yep. And so they go to see Sleepless in Seattle, like some chick flick marathon at the thing, right? And in the middle of it, she says like, oh, everyone, she's like, I want a man like Tom Hanks. Relax. Everybody wants a man like Tom Hanks. And my hat goes off to you, Rita Wilson. Good for you.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, good
for you. I'm straight, and I want a guy like Tom Hanks. Yeah. We all do. Let's be honest.
God damn it. He's a great man. Yeah. So she asks him in the middle of the movie, what are you thinking about? Again, that's a sign of like... she must have been hit in the head. Like that, you know, whatever. And then she asks the question, who is she? Why does every woman in these movies, like, want to know what a man is thinking about? Every single chick flick that I've ever seen, they always go, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I've never understood why women
I have never understood that because I want to know, do women really wonder that? Like, do women really wonder what are men thinking?
I don't know. You're a woman. Do you wonder?
No.
Okay, because we don't wonder what you're thinking, really.
I assume you'll tell me.
Yeah.
I assume that you'll tell me at some point what you're thinking about, if it's actually interesting enough for me to think about it. But, I mean, every other guy that I have dated, I have honestly sat there and wondered, oh, God, okay, it's 1:45 for this movie. All right, we're about 15 minutes in. I got 1.5 hours until I can go home.
Well, yeah. Well, that's, you don't, because you didn't like that person, I would imagine.
No.
I think if you like somebody, you'd like to spend more time with them. That's your own issue.
That is my own issue. I know
about,
I have issues.
We're about 26 minutes into this movie. So
we're about 26. So then she goes over to his house for dinner. He's making her dinner. And she brings over a whole bunch of like stuffed animals and shit. I hope she gets to expense all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like $150 worth of like comforters and teddy bears. And
they both have unlimited. Money is not an object for either of these people.
Yeah, that's very true. And so he makes her like a rack of lamb. And then she says that she's vegetarian. So then they're at the Indian restaurant because she can't eat any meat. Again, she's in the bathroom and she's watching the Knicks game because that's the whole point of him making dinner is he wanted to make her a nice dinner so they could watch the Knicks game. And then she says that her boyfriend has called her fat to the waitress.
She tells him that she's going to take a shit, right?
Well, she said that she had indigestion and that's why she keeps getting up and going to the
bathroom. So that's what we can assume.
She just said, I have indigestion. And then she starts crying. And then, because the waitress asks her, like, is everything okay? She starts crying. She says, my boyfriend called me fat. And then, like, why hasn't he left? Like, because she's starting to act insane. There has to be better accounts than the diamond account, right? And then also, why couldn't he just go up to his boss and be like, listen, this lady was fucking batshit. And I'm just going to try to find somebody else. I guarantee you, if he's so fucking confident, he said I can get any woman to fall in love with me.
She's mentally ill.
He
should say she's mentally ill and she needs help. Yeah. And she's insane. I don't see why that would have been fine. But I guess if you picked an insane woman, that's your own problem at that point, I guess, in a bet.
So to further her insanity, she comes over one day unannounced and she has a photo album that she's photoshopped his and her like wedding and their kids and all that stuff. And then, like, his mom calls.
She's bringing out the big guns to drive him away.
Yeah.
Act the big crazy.
Yeah. And then his mom calls. He's ready to have a full conversation with his mom while he has company. The mom asks for Kate Hudson. And he's not like, oh, you know about her? Because I haven't told you about her. Like, why isn't that a bigger deal that she's talking to his mom unbeknownst to him.
I have no idea what's anything with this. Why?
Right.
They're mad at things they I don't understand why they're mad at, and they're not mad at things that they should be. It makes none of this makes any sense.
And
it's
I have
really
a question
just a
for
shit
you.
Show at this point.
So he sees that there's Vagisil in his bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Why are men so afraid of Vagisil? Because it's not necessarily a bad thing if you have Vagisil.
It's not. It's a matter of her. This is the thing. It's a he did the typical thing of, oh boy, she's like moving in, because that's a personal item. She didn't put some Q-tips in there.
Oh,
she put
okay.
something that's very personal, invisible thing, like, oh, she's just putting her Vagisil right here on the thing, which he should have smiled and been like, yeah, I got her, because his whole thing is he's trying to get her
exactly.
to fall in love with him to win a bet to beat alien women and
yeah.
get a diamond account.
And get a diamond account.
Instead,
make more money.
He's freaked out by the Vagisil, which I don't understand, because he opens the cabinet. He opens his own medicine cabinet and sees it's been taken over by all her stuff. And he's like, oh, no, 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 no. Why?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Yes, then she's comfortable.
I'd be like, I would have been calling yeah. my cronies and
yeah.
been like, she's fucking moving in.
Yeah, nowadays they'd send a picture. Look at this medicine cabinet. You're fucked.
Yeah,
I got the account.
Yeah.
Send it right to the diamond lady.
Yeah, I have two questions for you. Mm. Number one, so Kate Hudson crashes poker's night, boys' night. Tom Lennon is the only person to ask this question. He's like, is she on something? Why is he the only one to ask that?
Because all the other guys are just going, crazy broad. That's because that's
yeah.
because everyone in this movie is just a complete stereotype cardboard cutout. So these are the typical guys. They're playing poker and smoking cigars. And they're like, oh, typical crazy woman. I don't know. They're
yeah,
all like that,
that's
I guess.
True.
Like, we're so stupid.
Oh, poor him. Glad it's
yeah.
not me.
Hey, you know, they're all
yeah.
crazy. I don't know. She sure is pretty, though. You know, they're those idiots.
And then would a love fern die after 3 days?
Oh, yeah. She gives him this plant and says, this is our love fern. No, a plant wouldn't die after 3 days, especially in New York. It's very moist.
I feel like, I mean, even though it is in his apartment, it's on the top shelf of something. I feel like it wouldn't take 3 days.
Ferns are
to
resilient.
Die.
That's
yeah.
why they have, people have ferns, because you can,
okay.
you know, neglect it for a month and it still looks the same.
Right. So they break up that night because he calls her a one-woman circus, right? But then they're like, Thomas Lennon and the art director guy, they're like, oh my God, we have 3 more days. You can do this. You can do this. And then Thomas Lennon is suggesting couples therapy, which after a week, that means that your relationship is in trouble if you have to go to couples therapy like almost immediately after you start dating.
It's not even a thing. You don't have a relationship after a week.
Right.
You're not a couple.
Yeah.
You've done nothing together. You have
yeah,
no
you haven't experienced
shared
anything
experience.
Together.
Yeah, there's no, you're not a couple at all.
So the couples therapist, a.k.a. Kate Hudson's unfortunate friend who got dumped,
yeah.
suggests that they go on.
She poses as a
yeah.
therapist. Yeah.
So they go on like a trip to Staten Island to go see his family, which is a smart move on McConaughey's behalf, because if the whole goal is to get her to fall in love with him, of course,
yeah.
take her to meet your family,
yeah.
get close to her,
people
make
that
her
like
feel
you,
like,
makes
yeah.
you look good. Yeah.
Strand her in somewhere that she doesn't know where she is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Put her in your environment.
Yeah, yeah, get her nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
But it's so weird that the family loves her so much after a week. Like, they've only met her, like, that day.
Yeah.
And then also, why isn't Matthew McConaughey, like, because she's acting normal again. Why isn't he like, where the fuck
yeah.
has this been?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that shows that she's a true crazy person.
Yeah.
She can turn it on and, oh, well, not even. I would say, all right, what the fuck is your deal? You acted like this yesterday. Now you're acting like this today.
Yeah.
Clearly you're doing this on purpose. Either that or you're literally schizophrenic. Which one is it?
And also, at what point do they not tell each other what they're fucking doing? Because here's the deal.
They're both terrible people, though. They must deceive each other. That's
he
the only way.
He could have just gone up to her and said, hey, I'm doing this thing because, when they
yes.
hang out. Because they both, at dinner, they talk about their aspirations.
Yes.
He should have been like, hey, so listen. Now that we both want something, I can help you, you can help me. I need you to be in love with me for this
That's
party.
That's what good people would do.
And then you can push me away and we can make a story,
These
you know,
people
in
are
quotes.
Scumbags. They're asshole liars. That's why.
Right. So I feel like
no
it would have,
because
that's why I was saying that those pantsuited women and the advertising executives, that they're idiots because they were setting Matthew McConaughey up to win anyway because, you know, they should have made him find somebody else or like planted somebody who has no.
That's what I mean. They did nothing. They were apparently, okay, I'm going to say they're the bad guys. I'm going to say
I guess.
Either them, Robert Klein, the farting uncle. I don't know who the bad guy is.
The farting uncle was pretty.
He's
evil.
They say he farts like a howitzer. That's a line we really didn't need in there. But I don't know who the bad guy is. So I'm going to say it's them because they're the ones who would benefit if McConaughey doesn't get what he wants, which doesn't make sense because Kate Hudson's the main character here.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson's the main character, so it should be somebody trying to sabotage Kate Hudson, which there's nobody trying to sabotage Kate Hudson, only these two wishing ill on...
Yeah.
Everyone's rooting for Kate Hudson. No one is against her. You can't have a movie where the main character, the protagonist, doesn't have any person or thing against them
at all. Yeah, she has no mortal enemy, which is ridiculous. But I just didn't understand... Okay. So the Robert Klein sees Kate Hudson at the party, which attaboy Matthew McConaughey, when he sees her in that yellow dress where she's not wearing a bra. Why don't you wear bras in movies, women?
I don't know.
Anyway, so he calls her. I never want to wear a bra, but if I'm going out in public, I'm keeping the ladies secure.
At a formal event, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
But every single movie, television show, no bra. Anyway, he calls her. He says, "You're beautiful." As opposed to, "You look beautiful." Mm-hmm. Because if that was me, and he's like, "Oh, you look beautiful," I'd be like, "What about, like, yesterday?
Wow.
Did I not look pretty, like, all the time?"
Jeez, wow. can't imagine why we don't understand you guys,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's just me. I'm a pain in the ass. But anyway, so Robert Klein decides that Kate Hudson is in love with Matthew McConaughey, and she's, like, embarrassed about it, right? Somehow the two advertising executive women tell Thomas Lennon and the other guy, they're like, "Well, she's in on it, so
yeah,
you know, fuck you."
They think he cheated.
Yeah, so they think he cheated, and so
they accuse him of cheating to his cronies.
Yeah, they go up to Kate Hudson, that Thomas Lennon and the other guy,
his cronies.
They go to Kate Hudson and they're like, "Hey, we know that you're in on it. Can you just pretend and blah 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 for us?" Why? And then she's so upset. Why is she so upset about the bet? Because they're both doing the same thing, except for hers is much worse.
But she's a terrible person. That's why she's upset, because she doesn't think about anybody else. She's thinking about...
I want to write about politics.
But I want him to like me, even though I was completely screwing him over to publicly humiliate him afterwards.
Right.
I think he should still like me because she's a selfish, horrible person.
Right.
And so is he, because he was... they're both horrible people.
Because they're both doing the same thing to each other, except for hers is so much worse, all right? So hers is, "Let me start dating somebody and drive him fucking crazy and then publicly humiliate him." His is, "Let's go on some fun dates and I'll make you some lamb and potatoes."
Yeah, seems like a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather be on Kate Hudson's end of the deal any day. You know,
definitely.
You get to go on a couple of fun dates. You go to Celine Dion. You go to fucking, you know, a New York Knicks game. He makes you a rack of lamb. You can't lose, really.
No, not bad at all.
I do have a question that does not really pertain to the movie, but it does pertain to Matthew McConaughey. Do you think that Matthew McConaughey used this movie as, like, his resume for the Lincoln commercials and for him being the creative director on Wild Turkey?
I feel like it was all of the chick flicks he did put him in a place where he would make women want to buy Lincolns. And it would also make men want to buy Lincolns because they think that women would like him, like they would like you if they like...
Well, because he's very introspective in those commercials.
They've switched. They used to put a hot girl next to a car and you'd think, well, if I had that car, I'd have the
hot girl.
Now they're like, they put a cool guy in it and they're like, well, if I had that car, I'd be that cool guy. So they've gone reverse psychology on guys in car commercials.
And he is a very good guy, though, James, because he did keep the dog.
Big deal. He kept that stupid dog that pissed everywhere. Dog pissed all over the
place.
And
nobody cleaned it.
No one cleaned it. No one took it outside.
Not even so much as a paper towel.
And also, too, when it peed, that's when you take it outside and you go, no, you go out here and you let it walk around in the grass. They were just like, it peed, and they just, you know, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, she, now then,
the
after
article,
she finds out.
Yeah, so she finds out about that. They have their little angry karaoke off because she's mad at him, and so she wants to embarrass him in front of his work party.
Yeah, she goes up on stage, says a bunch of crazy things, and brings him up, calls him up with the microphone.
And they're singing "You're So Vain" to each other.
To which point, everyone in the room knew him, and no one knows her.
So now she just looks fucking insane.
So he could have literally got on the mic and said, "I'm sorry, I don't know that person. There's a mentally ill person. I don't know if she's drunk, but if security could please escort her from the building."
Yeah.
Apologies to everybody. On with the presentation.
And
end
also,
of story.
They've
that
only been,
it. Been
dating for a week.
Yeah.
So, or 10 days, excuse me.
So come on,
they're
10
so
days.
Fucking offended. Yeah. I mean, once you cross that 8-day threshold.
Yeah, that's it.
But like, why are they so fucking offended? And they're mad at each other. If Matthew McConaughey has every right to be mad at Kate Hudson.
They've built some serious animosity in that 10 days.
Right, I guess.
And so did I, watching it in an hour 50. I built up plenty of animosity.
Here, us too. So after that, she decides, I'm not going to do this article because I love him and whatever. And the boss is like, no, you have to do it, right?
Yeah.
So she publishes it, and then the art director guy tells Matthew McConaughey, like, you should read this.
Yeah, her big turn.
He doesn't even fucking read it. It ends up being like an open letter of like an open apology of like, I'm so sorry. It was the biggest mistake that I've ever made.
Yeah.
He didn't even fucking read the article. And then he...
I don't know why you're hung up on him wanting to... Him having to read every word.
Because the guy said you should read
this. Because there was highlighted portions with the letter, larger letters like they always have in every magazine article. And it said, like, it was the biggest mistake of my life. I lost the only guy I ever cared for. That's all he needs to know. He doesn't need to read the details of the shit he just lived.
I would read it just because I'd be like, oh, wow. That's
later.
I respect her.
He needed to go... He immediately ran to go get her because in 2003, it's for some reason, even though they had cell phones, he couldn't call her on the cell phone.
That
I have no
idea bothered why. Me too. I don't know why. He just goes up to her office and he's like, oh, where's Andy? And then he somehow miraculously finds her getting into a cab.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going to Washington because you can't write about politics in New York.
No, obviously.
You can only do it in Washington.
You work for the New York Times or Wall Street Journal or anything like that.
Can't do that.
Impossible.
But so then he catches up with her and he, you know, gets her in the cab or whatever. And then she
gets out. Car to car search.
Yeah.
In the middle of bridge traffic.
So then they're arguing on the bridge, but like kind of weird, like cutesy arguing. He's like, did you know what? She's like, I meant every word.
Ugh.
And then... You know, whatever. And then he brings back that card game. He brings back bullshit.
Yeah, that they played with the family. The bullshit card
because,
game.
Because, yeah, he's calling her bluff because he's like, no, I really think that you do care about me. And so he says, bullshit. Which I thought was ironic because this whole movie and its perpetuating shit about what love is bullshit. Boom.
That makes sense. I'm fine. That's good enough for me. I don't know. It just sucked.
And the person who had the best part in this whole movie, I think, was the cab driver. Because he had that hilarious line with great delivery of like, hey, lady, what do you want me to do? And then he gets like $300 cash.
I like how it's like an old-timey cab driver, like from the 70s to 70s. Like, hey, lady, I'm a New Yorker and I'm a cab driver. He's that guy. You know, hey, come on, what are you doing over here, lady? Get over here. Like, he's not like a Pakistani gentleman.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. And he gets, you know, Matthew McConaughey's like, take the lady's things back to her apartment. Do you mind telling me where I'm going?
Well, and then he has they start the address making out. Her up there.
I guess that's true.
He would know. Otherwise, he would have been like, where the hell you want? Where the fuck am I taking these bags? What are you talking about? And he was just taking the $200 and driven away.
So then they make out on the bridge, and then it's a nice aerial thing, and everybody jerks each other off. Yeah. The lesson that I have learned is that you should just talk to your partner, whatever. Just tell him what's going on. Hey, I've got this really great bet going on that I can push away a man in 10 days. I think that you and I could mutually benefit each other. And that whole movie would have been much better. Because then it could have been like them playing pranks on the two advertising women. Or
I've learned that I had no interest in seeing McConaughey and Kate Hudson have sex with each other. And I think that's
a bad they banged sign. In that hallroom shower.
I think that, they bang in like they have sex in like the family's Staten Island hall bathroom.
That needs to have you have to do this. And
he's got to give her
too hard.
Yeah, he's got to give her the whole rundown of how to use this shower from another century.
No, they're there for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, but still.
But they did get mud all over them.
Go get a hotel room. What's wrong with you two?
I know.
Get
my house was full.
Full House.
All right. So that movie was terrible. And we're going to implement our judgment of these movies. Instead of stars, we're going to give them what we're going to call Heigels.
Yes, like the evil Katherine Heigl.
And it's going to be...
Mythical creature.
It's going to be how bad we got Heigled on this movie.
0 to 5 Heigels. 5 Heigels being maximum punishment, as bad a movie as you can get. 0 Heigels being... Yeah, you know, it's watchable, I guess, and we're not going to give out a whole lot of zeros. We're going to be doling out the Heigels like
nobody's
business.
We're going to be doling out the Heigels like nobody's business. James, I will let you go first.
I am going to give this particular movie, and only because if I saw it in a vacuum, if it was the only one I'd ever seen, I'd say, God, 12. It's 12 Heigels. It's horrible. My hair would be on fire. It's awful. But we've seen so many movies in preparation for this. In the mix of what it is, I'm going to give it about 2 Heigels. It's painful.
Two.
It's painful. You will want to bash yourself in the head with a framing hammer. Not a regular hammer, a framing hammer with the waffle stuff on the end there. Really, to make sure you see the marks. You'll want to do that. but you won't actually try to fashion a noose and hang it from a beam in your own home.
All right, that's fair.
So two Heigels.
I'm going to give it three Heigels.
Okay.
Because the only redeemable qualities about it were Robert Klein and Thomas Lennon.
True.
And I genuinely enjoyed the part about the redemption of the friend who got dumped.
Oh, when the guy
my pillow didn't smell like you anymore, and I like that she got her guy. You know what I mean? She didn't end up unfortunate. That was nice. But otherwise, the rest of it fucking sucked.
I didn't enjoy any of it. I really didn't. There wasn't one second of it that I enjoyed. The whole thing was punishing. Although I did want some lamb when it was over.
Yeah, the rack of lamb.
I would have liked some lamb, but not from him because he didn't look like he seared it well enough.
No.
I gotta get a good sear in there going. But still, that's beside the point.
No, that is 100% beside the point.
If your thoughts are, should I punch myself in the face or should I watch a movie? It's 50-50 with this one. Give it a
shot.
Just
depends on, you know, how eager you are to punch yourself in the face. Well, that was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That was rough. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Please do that.
Five stars if you want. Tell us what you think. And then follow us on social media. We are at You Got Heigled on Twitter and Instagram. And the spelling of that is YOUGOTHIGLD. And we're PS I Hate This Movie on Facebook.
Yes. And also, too, if you want to hear more of my insanity, you can listen to the Crime and Sports podcast and also Small Town Murder podcast, a couple of true crime podcasts. You don't have to like sports to listen to Crime and Sports.
Just like you don't have to like romantic comedies to like this
Exactly, because we're going to, it's just a lot of making fun of. So
yeah. Listen
to that. And please, I hope you like the show. And please rate and review on iTunes. That's the biggest thing. Please give us five stars. Tell your friends, spread the word if you like it. And we will keep putting these out every week.
Every week we're going to do that. And I don't know if you want to hit them with your social media, but I'm Sarah Hunt on Facebook. There's like 1,000 Sarah Hunts on Facebook. I'm at Meh4, MEHHHH4 on Twitter.
Is that four H's?
Yeah, four H's. So I picked the first one when I was making my thing and I was like, meh. And that was what happened. So ME4H's, the number 4 on Twitter. And yeah.
And I am at Jimmy P is Funny on Twitter and Facebook, James Petragallo. Good luck spelling it. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.